Imagine you're a soldier. You've got a map that can tell you where the next hidden roadside bomb is. Our next guest has developed a smartphone app that could make that a reality. The app is a map routing system. It lets soldiers input obstacles and threats. Luke Catania is a computer scientist for the Army Engineer Research and Development Center. He is a winner in the Apps for the Army contest. He joins us now to explain how his project might be changing things for soldiers. Mr. Catania, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first, explain this app and what it can do for the soldiers.
Well, the movement projection app, it basically accesses a server that can generate routes using custom-built networks. The network can be built using known roads, but the idea behind this app is for off-road networks. It gives the warfighter the ability to route in areas where conventional military vehicles can't go. It would be useful for when traveling, say, on an ATV or on horseback or on foot. You can see that missions in mountainous regions would be high on the list for the uses of this application. And the interface is pretty simple. It consists of a suite of buttons on Google Map background. The user can drop flags, green, yellow, and checkered, which define the start, intermediate, and final destinations. And an intermediate destination may be required to define a place to pick up supplies or maybe to stop at a village to meet someone that has mission essential information. And after the user defines their route, they basically touch a button to send the locations to a server, which solves the route, and then the route is displayed on the user's handheld device. One of the other options is along this route, the user can create a terrain profile, which will provide a graphical view of the roughness of the terrain along that route.
So this is presupposing that most of the roadside bombs and dangers are on the roads that are available to vehicles and that people are safer off-road.
Well, like I said, it does give the option to route on roads or off roads. The engine on the server side has the option of for the user to put in obstacles if they're point lines or barriers. So if there are known threats, those can be put in, and the routes that would be calculated around those threats, so you're not going near them.
How'd you come up with this? What gave you the idea?
Well, I can't really take credit for the idea. I was the developer that implemented it. A coworker, Nathan France, he's been working with a GIS vendor, ESRI, and their mobile team, and that's where the idea originated. It actually started as a master's thesis, providing the ability to connect directly to more advanced geospatial applications that are running on a server and providing the results back to a mobile device. The engine that actually resides on the server already existed and was developed under a contract by Northrop Grumman under a program here at Tech called the Battlespace Terrain Reasoning and Awareness Program. And it was basically an engine that was developed without an interface. So it was something that other developers could use, but they actually provide, the other developers would provide the front-end interface, and in my case, I developed a Android client which accessed this server.
So the Apps for the Army contest kind of came along just at the right time for you, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, we were able to leverage technology that we already developed under other programs in-house, and that, you know, rather than starting everything from scratch and reinventing the wheel, we already had some programs that we could leverage.
Pricey to make or just a lot of time to make it?
Not pricey. Actually, I'd say it's probably almost free because it was all done in, it was, you know, the cost would be man hours, but it was all done off hours. And
you're already on the payroll anyway.
That's right.
We're speaking with Luke Catania. He's a computer scientist for the Army Engineering Research and Development Center. And so tell us a little bit about, just give us a little brief tech update here. What language was this developed in with the idea it sounds like other people could use the same tools?
Yeah, it was developed in Java. I mean, I've been programming in Java 10-plus years, and it was, you know, using the Android software development kit.
So it works on Androids?
Yeah, it does work. It does work on the Android. That's what we targeted our platform.
And how long did it take?
Well, I didn't actually get involved in the contest until the end of March.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of behind the curve a little. You know, the contest ran for 75 days. I actually only had 45 days to do the development, so I took full advantage of it. I've never developed an application for any mobile device. I had little experience in the server side of the technology. So I did a lot of searching using the Google engine to basically to find examples of how to implement various parts of the application, such as how to get the map to display, how to create and overlay buttons, and just how to get the application to communicate with the server and understand the results that were sent back to display them. I mean, it was quite a lot of extra work on my time, but it was pretty exciting to take an idea and understand it, understand what needs to be accomplished, and implement it successfully in 45 days. It was quite a learning experience.
What does this do for boots on the ground when it comes to knowing where these obstacles are that military intelligence doesn't do now?
Well, what the obstacles, it doesn't figure out the obstacles. That has to be computed by some other type of application. This will allow you to load those layers, or if it's just an obstacle that is known in the area, the user could, you know, draw on the map a particular obstacle.
So conceivably, MI could use it, figure out where the obstacles are, and then get that instant information to everybody instead of the trickle-down method.
Right.
Okay, and this is now deployed and being used, right? I mean, the Army has accepted this and certified it for deployment.
It's been accepted and certified. I haven't gotten any feedback yet on it, and right now the way the it's currently set up, it was kind of set up, you know, for demonstration purposes. The there's no worldwide off-road network that's been built. You know, users of this application would have to build the databases for these for the back end in, you know, basically in areas that there's known operations.